Welcome to Reflecting God. Taking language classes 4 hours a day, having a severely sick baby, and not knowing how to tell foreign physicians what is wrong with him. Spending 9 hours in line at an immigration office with no air conditioning, only for the person at the tiny window to say you lack one final document added today to the list of requirements. All these and more are real, and they have happened to my wife and me. We are foreigners. For the last 18 years, we've served as missionaries living in 5 different countries. Cross-cultural living is our passion, but it can be exhausting and fear-inducing at times. Thank God for the patient friend who allowed us to babble like 3-year-olds as we butchered the language early on, or for the pastor who spent 2 days with us shopping for a reliable car, or for the 3 church members who visited our infant son when he was near death and laid hands on him and prayed. I have a special place in my heart for foreigners. I am one. How can you love and assist a foreigner this week? Let us to remember that we were once foreigners in Egypt. Embrace holy living. Visit ReflectingGod.com.